Welcome to Playful Pursuit, the podcast where we explore the world of fun activities, games, and events. We're here to help you discover new ways to have fun. I'm Joe, and in today's episode, I'll talk about a party game called Keep It 100. So sit back, relax, and let's get ready to play. I've got a new party game for us today. It's called Keep It 100. It's published by Cut. And they're rating it ages 17 up. Some of the questionnaires or the surveys in it are, I'm not going to say they're risque, but they are a little mature. And let me see, 2 to 8 players, and it lasts 30 to 45 minutes a game. Object of the game is score the most points. Okay, the box comes with a bunch of cards. You have 7 starter cards, 8 player cards, 55 point cards, and 362 survey questionnaire cards. Okay, so what this comes with, all those cards, are they're surveys. And, for example, 100 people were considered, who considered themselves upper income or wealthy. 100 single people, 100 adults, 100 voters, and it goes on and on. And they're surveys. And you also, when you read these questions, you do not hold the card up because the answer is in bold, big bold letters in the back. And if you hold it up, everybody can see the answer. So you don't want to do that until it's time to reveal the answer. Okay, so you start out by, everybody takes a character card. On one side it says plus 10, the other says plus 20. And that's for the scoring. I'll explain that in a minute. Everybody gets cards, depending on how many people are playing, how many cards you get. For example, 4 people are playing, each person gets 5 cards. You set up the table, you got starter cards, 7 of them. So you shuffle them and take 4 of them out randomly. Now, you're going to form 2 lines. So you're going to put 2 cards out there, and then you put another line under that for another 2 cards. Now, if you put them in numerical order, so the lower ones on the left, and so on. So you got 2 lines you could play with, and I'll explain further in a moment. Everybody's got 5 cards if you're playing 4 people. So the first person takes their card, and it doesn't matter which card they use, because you're going to use them all. So in this case, 100 people who consider themselves upper income or wealthy. And the question is, have you bought a lottery ticket within the last 5 years? Okay, so how many of those 100 people said they did? And that's the number. Okay, so the person whose turn it is takes his character card, and whoever's turn it is going to be playing for 20 points. Everybody else plays for 10, and that's why you have 2-sided character cards. Now, they have a choice. They could put it in the top line or the bottom line. For example, if my top line, I have a starter card of 25 and 50, I could put it, saying I think there's only 10 people, so I could put it to the left of the 25. Or I might say, nah, at least 95 people out of those 100 did it. I could put it to the right of the 50. Or if it's somewhere in between, I could put it in between. Or I could decide, and it depends on the spread of the numbers, because these are random numbers. Or I can use the bottom line. In this case, I have a 12 and 87, so there's a bigger spread in there, and I might want to play that. So, I'm going to make a guess. So, let's say I say, 48. So, I put my 20 plus 20 on my character right in between the 25 and the 50. So, that's the line I'm going to use, and that's the line everybody else has to use this round. So now the rest of the characters do the same. They have the plus 10 face up. And they could put it the same. They could put it with me, or they could put it to the right of the 50, or to the left of the 25. Now once everybody's done that, then you take your questionnaire card and flip it over. And the answer is, in this case, I'm not going to say it, because you're going to want to play this game, and I don't want to ruin. But I am right. So everybody who put their card in between the 25 and the 50, gets the points they bet with. So that's when you use the point cards. So if In my case, it was my turn. I was correct. I get 20 points. Everybody else gets 10 points if they're correct. If they're not, they don't deduct points. They just don't receive any. Now, if I was correct, if the person was correct, then they take that questionnaire card with the answer face up and they set it where it was. Now, the thing is, every time you do that, these gaps are getting narrow. Now, instead of 25 to 50, it's 25 to 34 or 34 to 50. So it makes it more challenging as the game goes on. And that's how the game is played. The whole idea is you go around and around until all the cards are used up. And once all the cards are used up, everybody totals their scoring points and the highest one wins. So it's a real simple setup. It's a real fun game. It's a little like Family Feud, kind of surveying kind of thing. This game came out in 2021. And Board Game Geek, they rated a 6.6 out of 10, so they're not thrilled with it. And they said it's fairly easy, a 1.0 out of 5. Amazon customers like it a little more. They say 4.2 out of 5. And I actually bought this in Target. I was walking through, and I took a look at the box, and I never heard of this game, looked at it, and that's why I picked it up. And I picked up a Target, and Amazon obviously carries it. And it was less than 20 bucks. I think it was 19-something. So that's a fun game, and it's a quick setup, and you can play it over and over and over. And there's, 362 survey questions. So there's a ton of them. And after you play all those cards, you can put the game away. Next week, you open up again. I don't think you're going to remember the answers, to be honest with you. So that's the game. Keep it 100. And I will post some pictures of it on the Facebook group, Playful Pursuit. And if you have any questions or feedback, playfulpursuit@yahoo.com. So this is Joe signing off. You guys go have some fun, play some games. Bye.